The Chicago Blackhawks hit the ice in Boston tonight in search of their first win of their centennial season. And the last time they faced their original six rivals, the Boston Bruins, on this ice surface, they pulled off a monumental come-from-behind road win. They're hoping to find that same recipe here tonight. Original six battle set to begin. We go down to center ice. Mittelstadt will take the draw against Dickinson. At the drop of the puck, we're underway. The Blackhawks control. Arvidsson into the Hawk zone down the left wing. Little toe drag of the puck through the legs of Artem Levchinov. The puck taken back by Mittelstadt in front of the net. He shoots and scores. I think the Blackhawks were a little unsure of who had the puck in front of the net. With some hustle, Mittelstadt went to the puck and snapped it past Arvid Soderblom. It's 1-0 Boston. Zadorov with a big hit on Colton Dock, but here's Connor Bedard with a shot. He scores! Connor Bedard, first goal of the year. Took it on a pass from across the rink and snapped it past the goaltender, Corpusello. And it is 1-1. We get a look at the replay. Blake Bedard got all of that one set up nicely from the far side of the rink. Talking about the hit that Doc absorbed, but Andre Burakovsky picks up his first point. A beautiful pass across to the left circle, and Bedard just buried it. Here's Crevier with a shot. He scores! Louis Crevier from the top of the right circle, Boston zone, picks up his first goal of the season. It looked like the puck skipped past the goaltender, Corpusello, and the Blackhawks now take a 2-1 lead. McAvoy right point, Jokke Haru left point. Wires a shot that deflects over the net. Mikey Asamot with the puck in the right wing corner. Rolls into the right circle, then to the slot, and he shoots, blocked, rebound, they score! This is Tanner Janot standing on the doorstep beside the Hawk net. Soderblom made the initial save, but he was out near the top of the crease, and he left an area behind his left foot and the post vacant. Janot was right there to stick it home, and we're tied at two. Are over the center ice circle. The Bertuzzi over the Maroon line left wing. High slot, Renzel fires, blow, save is made by Corpusello. Sam Renzel, I believe, and the rest of the building felt like he had his first NHL goal. But Jonas Corpusello made a magnificent save right there. McAvoy at center ice to Zacha. Got the puck to Pastrnak over the Hawk line. Now top of the right circle, put it beside the net. Zacha feeds it in front, they score! Connor Murphy was defending in the crease, and as Zacha centered that puck, it may have hit Murphy's skate, or it may have gone all the way through. And the goal scorer, Elias Lindholm, put it into the back of the Hawk net. It's a power play goal, and Boston now leads 3-2. Levchinov regains the puck and moves it out to Teravainen. He gains center ice. Nazar over the Bruin line, right wing, a drop off in the slot. Here's Burakovsky with a shot. He scores! Andre Burakovsky's first goal as a Blackhawk. Beats Corpusello over the left shoulder. A great timely answer by the Blackhawks, who have tied this game at 3. Donato facing off against Corrali, who wins the draw, but the Hawks are going to get there anyway as the puck ends up back in the Bruin zone. And Peak will kill off the remainder of the time. Each team will get at least 1 point out of this game, and it remains to be seen who gets the second point. Bedard cuts into the left circle, turns around, fed it right circle. Renzel fed it to the slot. Nazar shoots on a glove save made by Corpusello. Outstanding save by Jonas Corpusello. And Nazar has got a break. He'll hand it ahead. Nazar to Bedard over the Bruin line for the win. Moves in and fires. Glove save made by Corpusello, and he'll hold on. Great chances at each end of the ice, and terrific goaltending here in overtime. Burakovsky works the puck free, but the Bruins get a 2-on-1, led by Minton in over the Hawk line, right circle, pulls up, fires, he scores. Overtime win for the Boston Bruins. Frazier Minton scoring at 2:12 of overtime, giving the Bruins the 4-3 victory. Stands up as the Bruins' only shot of overtime. Frazier Minton with his first goal on the campaign. It's a big one. An overtime winner for the Bruins, who now see their record climb to 2-0-0, while the Blackhawks' record now stands at 0-1-1. But the Blackhawks do get their first point of the season, albeit a hard-earned overtime point where a lot of people probably watching this game felt that the Blackhawks deserve better. And I think a very good goaltending effort by Arvid Soderblom in spite of the overtime loss Bruins take this one 4-3.